And these are the final stories that could win you Breaking Benjamin tickets. That's Korn Breaking Ben. First show of their North American tour.
I mean, it's going to be a smoking show.
We're going to start with a couple of stories straight out of the holiday spirit.
Oh, okay.
Hey, did you see that post on the Rats Facebook fan page the other day? The people losing their minds because somebody made a bad Christmas sweater of Santa doing cocaine.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
And it said, "Let it snow."
Yeah, I kind of chuckled.
Everybody lost their mind because Walmart was selling the Santa Claus doing cocaine sweater. All right, well, the Walmart has pulled it off their shelves, and they said, yeah, that's in bad taste. But now it is the best-selling sweater on Amazon.
Yeah, well, it was the best advertisement that could possibly have occurred.
It's only $32, and it's now the best-selling a women's novelty sweatshirt on Amazon.
That's fantastic.
God bless us.
I credit every single lady
God
who
bless
bought
us.
That.
Each and every one. Even Tiny Tim gets a line behind that.
I do question why my mom bought one of those Santa on Coke sweaters, but that's
been
a different
rubbing
story.
Her gums lately.
I'm just saying, yeah. She's been a little extra hyper.
Let's stay in the holiday spirit, shall we, and go to Lenexa, Kansas for story number two. Shelly Gash. Oh, Shelly, she's got a sense of humor. She put up her Christmas lights, you know, on the house.
Yes.
And she got up on her roof, and she put the Christmas lights in the shape of male genitalia.
Oh, my.
The vegetable and the two bits, you know.
Oh, I know it well. I got one of those.
Her neighbors were not very thrilled.
Oh, come on.
People started complaining. But lots of people got the word got out pretty quickly in that small Kansas town, and everybody was driving down the street taking pictures of Shelby's house.
Well, in Kansas, that's the closest thing they have to like a Times Square porno theater.
Yeah.
Like they're like, let's check out the Christmas lights package.
Eventually she gave in to peer pressure from the neighbors and took the Christmas lights hoo-ha down.
She kept it fair and balanced and had Christmas lights in a set of bosoms.
That could have
then
worked,
maybe yeah. We could have been fair and balanced.
And Dateline, Florida, capital of the no-sweat news for story number three. Cops in Tampa put together a prostitution sting that caught up 124 guys. It was called Operation Santa's Naughty List.
Uh-oh, I don't like this.
No shocker there to 124 guys. It's the oldest profession.
Yeah.
But this is different because one of the Johns, that's someone who uses the service of a prostitute, Dave. Not sure if you knew that.
No, of course I knew it.
One of the Johns showed up for his connection totally 100% naked.
That's called getting right to the game.
right.
No warm up, no stretching, no batting practice. Just put me in the bottom of the ninth, coach.
Yep.
Right, I'm ready.
Wasn't even wearing shoes. Just walked in completely stark raven naked. Oh, and he turns out he is a Disney security guard. That's nice. Check it out at WRAT.com. Here's his video.
You're the only one home.
Nice. So since you're already naked, let's get started. Do you have the money?
I do. I have a corner. Like a cop or anything like that?
Oh, no. No one's going to run out of the corner like a police officer. Oops. Wait. 1 second.
Oh, my God. You can't get away with it when you're completely nude.
You walk up to a front door completely naked. I mean,
that's
I understand.
Insanity.
Eventually, during the process, you're going to drop your drawers. But could you at least wait to go inside the apartment?
It's called being a human being, for crying out loud.
Not even shoes?
And I know it's Florida and it's hot, but golly, let's have some etiquette here, sir.
At least
do the trench coat thing.
That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll see you tomorrow for the No Sweat News quiz. Here's how that works. I'll read four stories on the air. Three were part of the No Sweat News this week. One, I'll make up today a little after 4:20. And if you spot that phony story, well, you got a great shot at winning tickets to check out.
Oh, my God. Korn and Breaking Ben in PA.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.